KN4 CEF, mobile.
KN4 TFW.
My truck says it is 49 degrees.
Only 54 over here in Greer.
Between 48 and 49, so slightly cool this morning.
Camping and waking up by coffee by a campfire.
We went to Ingles yesterday and ground up some coffee beans. Got the percolator ready. It'll be a good weekend, I hope.
Your coffee, then that coffee, and them old time percolators.
You ever check on Ed?
I want to say it was yesterday. It may have been the day before. And that he said he's getting his strength back. He's doing better. And he must have some kind of bag on his side or something right now. And he said as soon as he gets rid of it, then he hopes to be back on the air. And I think he was saying he was getting rid of it today.
That'd be good to hear him back on the air again.
Yeah, I heard that. I know he had some kind of bladder infection or something that they were working on, and he's already got the stitches out and everything, but I don't know when he's going to get released to go back to work. He's just been trying to rest up. He sounded really tired.
When he does go back to work, go back to being up all night, sleeping all day.
Seemed like he was burning the candle at both ends.
Might be sleeping a good bit during the day right now. Maybe even at night, too. Who knows?
That, I don't even think he's even been on HF radio.
And then, you don't get on the HF. Y'all gonna take off and do the gravel road thing this weekend?
Mama's gotta work. I think she's got to work both nights, filling in, managing. Do it that often. Like I said, she used to manage all the time, and man, we never had any weekends off together. Man, bunch of Spartanburg County over there at a car lot.
Hey, that's good. At least you don't have to do it all the time like she used to.
Well, she managed last night. Got home probably about 10:30, quarter to 11. She's got to be back there for 6 this morning.
Schedule.
Yeah, I heard that. Probably half the wait staff will probably be late in the morning. They can't never be there on time. But you can't get rid of them because you can't find nobody else. This weekend.
I can slip out of work around, I don't know, hopefully lunch or a little bit after. That way we can get home, get the truck packed.
I'm going tent camping. It'll be an awesome weekend. You should enjoy that. What all is there to do up there?
No, this is the first time I've been to Kings Mountain. I know my wife, they got hiking and stuff you can do up there. I'll probably end up doing that with the Boy Scout troop in October, but they've got like an old farm or something, I can't remember, that you can go look at with, you know, horse and donkey and all kinds of stuff. And then they've got their little gift shop. It's got stuff in it and whatnot. So, hope it'll be an interesting weekend.
Inside by the campfire, that like we were talking yesterday, that's all that matters.
For it. That's the only thing we didn't have this last weekend when I went with a Boy Scout. And the boys never got a fire started. Well, just sometimes it depends on the requirements. You know, some of them need to start a fire. Sometimes they'll do it because they want to do it. But yeah, they probably worked on that fire for about 2 or 3 hours, and then it started raining, so they never got one going.
Yeah, can I usually carry some like hand sanitizer gel and some matches for just in case.
My son. It needs to take them like a little, it's the same size as like a Mentos can, but you know, it's a little thicker. You know, put some dryer lint in it and maybe even some waterproof matches just in case. It's flint and steel and I told him, I said, I'd even go so far as to put one of those little lighter cubes. You know, they're more, not the ones that are made with kerosene, the ones that are kind of sawdust packed up. And I told him, I said, I'd put one of them in there. That way you can always get a fire started no matter what.
My old work partner, he used to make, I think, what's called char cloth, where you put, like, cloth in a can with a very few holes and put it on the fire, and it really can't catch fire, but then it, you know, it dries it out and that, and then when you go to use it, it'll catch fire pretty quick.
But I've never tried it, but I definitely have heard of it. The dryer lamp works really well, too. It does pretty good at catching the sparks from the flint and steel.
He's like steel wool and a battery.
I don't know if that's normally like a Boy Scout thing that it'll do, but, you know, at the end of the day, if they're really trying to get a fire going, somebody will eventually pull out a lighter.
Do it with, like, a magnifying glass and then rubbing a couple of sticks together.
Didn't rub any sticks together yet. They, most of them have the flint and steel. Like, my son, he does okay. You know, he can get it to spark, but... like I said, I ain't seen any of these boys light a fire off the flint and steel yet.
Those survival shows one time, and there was some, these people were, I mean, they were skilled, and this lady, she was very skilled at making a fire. But man, it rained so much that they couldn't get a fire going.
That, especially when you're trying to, you know, get fail wood and stuff like that, and just collect debris from the trees. It ain't easy after it rained. And it was damp the whole time down there. Like, when we first got down the Cassie's Bridge campground, it was already damp. So, and then it started dumping rain Sunday night, Saturday, so they wasn't getting the fire started.
And they got a fire started, and then the next day they were doing like a, I don't know, a six-hour hike or whatever, and they toted a fire with them. I don't know, it was put in some kind of sack, and it just smoldered and smoldered, and then they got the fire started when they got where they were going.
You ever watch that show that was on TV? Had the two survival guys, I can't remember it. It wasn't Survival Man, but it was along that same vein. You had the one guy that wouldn't wear shoes. I used to love watching that show.
Before. But I never really got into watching that one. Some of the others I did.
Survivor Man and that other show. Which that Les Shroud, he still does shows on YouTube now.
People like to watch that Bear Grylls.
Him to see what he's going to eat.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, most people ain't going to eat that.
Got some kind of bug to eat every single show.
Boil water in a plastic bottle.
Crazy stuff. I can't remember if it was him or the other guys. It might have been the Survivor Man show where they were surviving in the desert and they used a little bit of saran wrap and something, peed in something and made water out of it. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Never.
Right, you're right. I'm going to try my best not to have to drink my pee.
Puts it under the coals and waits for it to get done so he can eat it.
It was one with the two guys. I remember that one. They took the snake skin and made a thing to hold water in, and they did the same thing where they cook it over the fire, basically boil the water inside the snake skin so they could have something to drink.
Comes up with all this stuff.
I have a hard enough time trying to plan out meals, much less think about grabbing a snake skin and making a little water jug out of it.
Some of those YouTube videos, some of the third world countries where they make little traps and catch birds in holes and catch them by the string around his leg and everything is pretty interesting.
Exactly what you're talking about. They do something crazy and catch some kind of eel or something like that. They do all kinds of crazy stuff.
And knowing how to do that might come in handy.
Possibility. this weekend. What you got plans for?
Well, I gotta cut the grass. I didn't get it all cut last week because my rider tore up. I gotta look at it. And then I might do some HF in the afternoon, you know what I mean, if I get caught up and that, since she's not gonna be around.
If I get set up then, because I'm gonna take my radio, I'm gonna try to get my MFED half wave up in a tree. We'll see if that happens or not.
Yeah, you might be up high enough for us to make some contact.
I can get on 80. It probably won't be great, because pushing 20 watts through a little manual tuner, you know, it's not gonna be very efficient.
Go around the world.
I doubt I'm pushing 20 watts out of it, though, because that little wire I've got is not made for 80. So I wonder what the efficiency is.
If the conditions are right, 5 watts in a wet noodle will get you to the other side.
Put up on that. I'd like to see that.
It'd be nice to see. And that man I had, I guess it's been a couple of weekends ago, there was... I think South America was having a contest, and I could hear Argentina, like me and you, talking right here and that, but I couldn't get back to him, and he was just calling out for anybody.
You give him a call a couple times, and you just know they can't hear you.
Figured out why on like 10 and 6 that you can hear them plain as day and that, and they're loud and strong, but the needle, the meter never moves.
That one, 10 and 6 gets a little weird, and then it changes so fast. That's why I hope Solar Cycle 25 picks up and actually see how stuff's going.
What contest they got going on this weekend?
Neither. I'm almost tempted. I don't know if I'll do it this weekend or not, but, you know, that Kings Mountain is it's one of the POTA sites. It's part of me thinks that maybe I might try it just for 30 minutes or an hour.
You're gonna lose. You have to get you one of those Wolf River coils.
Super antenna, which is a lot like the Wolf River coil, except in, you know, instead of kind of clipping to the outside, it's got a little, shoot, I don't know what you'd call it. It's got a coil that you basically move the sleeve up and down on the outside of it, set it. Clean salads on Amazon. I'll have to, if I put it up this weekend, I'll snag you a photo of it, but it's pretty straightforward, vertical.
Like I said, the Wolf River is when they put that, you know, put a big long whip on it, and everything looks like it works good.
When I've been watching YouTube videos on, I guess there's a lot of controversy about it. Somebody just says it's a dummy load, but it's my go-to antenna or something like that. And it's like a big 17-foot whip. And then, it's got the ballon or something that sits on the bottom of it. And then you do something with a wire, just a couple ground rods. I don't know. It's kind of weird the way you do it, but it's different. You don't have to run anything else except that, you know, the two ground spikes and the radio mounts to one of those or the antenna. And I don't know. It seems like a fairly simple setup.
They use it a lot over in Australia. I think they call it an Outback, but it's like a fiberglass antenna with a little whip on the end, and then they just move a jumper for the band that they want it to be on.
Specifically, I've seen the coil where you move the jumper on it, and you know that's what changes your bands, basically.
Now this one don't have a coil on it.
Haven't seen that one. I'm pulling into the parking lot, so I'm going to have to go ahead and say 7-3 to you. You'll be safe on your way to work, and I doubt I will holler at you this afternoon, because hopefully I get off work early enough. So. But you have a great weekend. Maybe we'll make contact on 80 or something. But other than that, hopefully we'll holler at you Monday if we don't. This is KO4CES, and I'll be clear on your final.
Hope you have an awesome day, and you get off early, and you guys enjoy the weekend camping. And yeah, sure enough, just text me and that, and I'll try to jump on the radio and see what we can do. KN4 TFW.